Hello, I'm Yusuke Suzuki from Keio University. So I'll talk about our paper, GPU VM, Why Not Virtualizing GPU as a Hypervisor. Recently, GPUs are used not only graphics, but also massively data parallel computations. GPU is composed of thousands of cores. It is highly energy efficient, and its peak performance exceeds 1 teraflops. So GPGPU is now widely accepted for various use cases, such as network system, file system, DBM system, and so on. However, the current GPU is not the first-class citizen of the clouds. Since GPU is not virtualized maturely, we cannot multiplex a physical GPU among virtual machines, or cannot consolidate VMs that run GPU-GPU applications. So, current virtualization approaches can be categorized into three: I/O pass-through, API remoting, and para-virtualization. I/O pass-through assigns a physical GPU to one VM directly. While it provides the close-to-native performance, a physical GPU is assigned to each VM, so the total number of VMs cannot exceed the number of available GPUs. Unlike I/O pass-through, API remoting can multiplex GPUs. In this approach, a wrapper library for a specific API is installed in each VM. The library for the API calls from the VMs to the host that manages GPUs. This approach poses the problem of the version incompatibility between the libraries in the host and VM. To add or update GPU runtime libraries, the wrapper libraries and host and hypervisor need to be updated. So furthermore, since the entire software stack is in the host side, trusted computing base is enlarged. Para-virtualization approach provides an ideal device model to VMs, and PV driver works for it. To employ this approach, the guest device driver must be modified or rewritten so that it conforms to the ideal device model. So currently, these approaches don't allow us to use vanilla device driver and runtime. So in this work, we explore full GPU virtualization that allows multiple VMs to share the single GPU without any driver modification. And we identify these performance bottlenecks of full virtualization. So next, I'll show the GPU internals and its device-specific resources. We assume PCI Express connected discrete GPUs, such as NVIDIA GPU. Device driver accesses to the GPU with MMIO through PCI Express bus. There are three major components in GPU: GPU computing cores, GPU channel, and GPU memory. Let me explain about GPU channel and GPU computing cores. GPU channel is a hardware unit to submit commands to GPU computing cores. By submitting a command to GPU channel, we can run the computation on GPU computing cores. The number of GPU channel is fixed by the hardware design, so the channel is a limited resource, thus they must be virtualized. Multiple GPU channels can be activated at a time. GPU has its own device memory. To access this memory, each channel is associated with the GPU page table. The GPU command submitted from a channel is confined by this associated page table. GPU computing cores access to the GPU memory with GPU virtual addresses. GPU virtual addresses are translated to GPU physical addresses by this page table, and this guarantees the memory isolation between GPU channels. GPU virtual addresses are translated to not only GPU physical address, but also CPU physical addresses. So computing cores can refer to both GPU and CPU memories with GPU virtual addresses. CPU and GPU memories are unified from the viewpoint of GPU computing cores. And DMA is executed with GPU virtual addresses. DMA is just represented as memory copy between GPU virtual addresses. When addresses are translated to GPU and CPU physical address, DMA is executed. So memory access by DMA is also confined by this GPU page table. Virtualization needs to isolate these DMAs. So let's show our proposal, GPU VM architecture. GPU VM provides multiple virtual GPUs on the top of single physical GPU. GPU VM logically partitions physical channels and GPU memory and isolates performance on computing cores by time sharing. GPU VM exposes the virtual GPU device model to each VM, and the guest driver works for it without modification. MMIO to this device model is intercepted and aggregated by GPU VM. which resides in the host. GPU VM maintains each virtual GPU status and arbitrates these accesses. GPU VM provides three major components to share one GPU between VMs. GPU shadow page table isolates GPU memory. GPU shadow channel isolates GPU channels, and GPU fair share scheduler isolates performance on GPU computing cores. GPU VM logically partitions GPU memory and isolates it between VMs by creating GPU shadow page table. GPU VM keeps track of the modification of the guest GPU page table and updates the shadow page table. When the computing core accesses the GPU memory with GPU virtual addresses, the access is handled and confined by each VM by the GPU shadow page table. The GPU shadow page tables guarantee the commands submitted from one VM cannot access to the memory region assigned to the other VMs. Moreover, GPU shadow page table guarantees the safety of DMAs from computing cores. Since DMA uses the GPU virtual addresses, it is also confined by GPU shadow page tables. And it guarantees DMA requested from one VM cannot access to CPU memory region assigned to the other VMs. Next is GPU channels. To isolate GPU channels, GPU VM partitions GPU channels and create virtual channels and assign them to each VM. Virtual channels are dedicated to the assigned VM, and GPU VM maintains mapping between virtual and physical GPU shadow channels. To achieve fair share in GPU performance, GPU VM provides a scheduler for GPU command submissions. GPU command execution is non-preemptive, so the traditional scheduling algorithm don't work well. We employ the existing bound scheduling algorithm, which is aware of GPU's non-preemptive nature. But GPU VM can employ the other existing scheduling algorithm developed for GPUs. GPU VM intercepts command submission requests and schedules them. So now, GPU VM successfully isolates GPU resources, but it incurs large overhead. To reduce this overhead, GPU VM introduces several optimization techniques. The first is VariMap. GPU VM intercepts MMIO through PCI Express bus. But intercepting all MMIO operation is expensive. In VariMap, while the access to the virtualization-sensitive areas are intercepted by GPU VM, GPU VM allows the direct VAR accesses to the non-sensitive area from VMs. It reduces intercepting costs. The second is lazy shadowing. To create a GPU shadow page table, GPU VM scans the entire page table upon TLB flash. This is because, to the best of our knowledge, the page fault-driven update cannot be applied to NVIDIA discrete GPUs. Unfortunately, scanning the entire page table incurs high overheads. since the GPU page, but since the GPU page table is not referred at all until the GPU channel is activated, so GPU VM delays the update on Shadow to reduce this scan frequency. So let me show the example. The upper shows the sequence in naive approach, and the lower shows the sequence in lazy shadowing. In naive, whenever the TLB flush is issued, the scan occurs. So at the end of this sequence, the scan occurs three times. On the other hand, in lazy shadowing, GPU VM delays the reflection until GPU channel is activated. So as a result, the scan occurs only once in this example. Although the scan frequency can be reduced by lazy shadowing, it is still a major source of overhead. To eliminate this overhead, we have also implemented the paravirtualized version of GPU VM. In this approach, the guest driver is slightly modified to issue hypercalls to manipulate GPU page tables. GPU VM also provides multi-core interface that batches multiple hypercalls to amortize the cost of hypercalls. That's the GPU VM architecture. So we'll show the evaluations. We have implemented the prototype with Xen and Linux. We use open source driver, Nuvo, and CUDA runtime, so the kernel mode GDEV. In this evaluation, we compare four schemas supported by GPU VM. Native is a baseline performance in which nothing is virtualized. FV naive is a full virtualized version without any optimizations. FV optimized is a full virtualized version with all the optimizations, and PV is a paravirtualized version. First, we show the overhead incurred by GPU VM. We run short-term workload on one VM. So the y-axis shows the performance of each schema relative to the native performance, and it is log-scaled. And this graph shows GPU VM exhibits significant overheads against the native. In particular, FV naive is slower than the native performance 100 times or more. This overhead can be mitigated by the optimization techniques, and PV is much faster than FV since it eliminates the overhead of shadow page tables. However, it is still two or three times slower than the native since there are some causes of the overhead, such as hypercalls and MMIO interceptions. Next, we show the performance at scale. We run the heavy workload on 1, 2, 4, 8 VM. They share a single GPU by GPU VM. As shown in the graph, FV incurs larger overhead in 4 and 8 VMs than those in less VM cases. This overhead is caused because the page shadowing locks GPU resources in our prototype. Finally, we show the GPU VM achieves the performance isolation. We run two VMs. A long command task is executed on the one, and a short command task is on the another. In FIFO and credit scheduling, the long command task occupies the most of GPU utilization. On the other hand, the bound scheduling algorithm achieves a fair share scheduling between the long and short command tasks. So GPU VM successfully achieves the performance isolation. At last, we describe about related work and conclusion. We have discussed these three virtualization approaches, I/O pass-through, API remoting, and paravirtualization. Xen GT accomplished the full virtualization for integrated Intel GPU, which will be a talk on it after our talk. So GPU VM shows a full virtualization for NVIDIA GPU, which is a discrete GPU and has an architecture. It is very different from integrated Intel GPU. In this talk, we present GPU VM, the design of full GPU virtualization. It isolates GPU resources by GPU shadow page table, GPU shadow channel, and GPU fair share scheduler. Full virtualization exhibits larger overhead because of MMIO handling and shadow page tables. We also show some optimization techniques to reduce this overhead. However, it is still two or three times slower than the native performance in our naive implementation. So if GPU supports the mechanism for resuming the context after page fault, the traditional shadowing techniques can be employed, and the cost of scanning page table can be eliminated. Thank you.
It occurs to me that that the combination of time sharing and GPU kernels that don't allow preemption is unacceptable, and that at some point they're going to have to learn the old trick of priority inversion. Otherwise, your distributed system of GPUs will end up running low priority, long running tasks. So do you see any solution to this? In other words, you talked about long-running tasks in the other work, but in your work, do you see any solution to this problem of low-priority, long-running tasks occupying everything?
Yes, so since GPU commands is non-preemptive, so if you write the infinite loop in CUDA kernel, so the command occupies all the GPU utilization infinitely, but there are several works to prevent this, but fundamental solution is there's no fundamental solution now. So, for example, split CUDA commands fine-grained and scheduling them, and other work is so setting a threshold to kill GPU commands forcefully. So, but in our implementation, we count the GPU utilization time, so we can set the we can implement the threshold-based approach to kill the long occupied task.
Hi, Steve Muir from Comcast. Do you have a sense of whether the results you presented for overhead are sort of worst case, best case, average case? How do they relate to sort of different GPU workloads?
Oh, yes, and maybe the worst case overhead. So the computation is very small and the overhead is amplified. So in this case, our implementation shows very large overhead, but in this evaluation, shows a heavy computation-based workload. So in our implementation, computation performance there's no overhead on computation, but setting up page table incurs overhead. So if your application have long computation benchmarks, so overhead is amortized.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. This is Xing Fu from VMware, working on GPU virtualization. So NVIDIA recently offered a new hardware technology called the Grid. They implemented a kind of virtual GPU concept purely using a hardware approach. So my question is, what are the pros and cons of your software-based approach compared to the NVIDIA's solution? My question is, NVIDIA implemented similar virtual GPUs, they are pure hardware approaches. So your proposed solution is based on the software. You add some code in the hypervisor layer, so to realize those virtual GPU concept. So my question is, what's the advantage and the disadvantage when comparing the two?
Okay. Our approach in the advantage of our approach is we can apply this virtualization technique to Fermi architecture, not Kepler architecture. So Fermi, Tesla, Kepler architecture, we can apply this approach. And we can change the scheduling algorithm on the Topo software, so we can introduce a priority and fair share and so on. So, but this is not the, but maybe the changing scheduling algorithm is not supported in hardware implementation.
Okay, thank you. My second question is...
We're going to stop there, Rob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.